we get it underway this afternoon. Where did that month go? By welcoming in our friend Sean Latch of the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium. Has it been a month, Sean?
Yeah, is it really August? I don't, it's kind of weird, huh? Well, maybe it's, you know, because of what's going on in the skies. Who knows?
That might be it. Yeah. But good to have you here, as always, as we roll into a brand new month and a lot of things going on. Let's talk about what you've got for programs. Tell us about Secret of the Cardboard. Oh, that was already today.
That was today.
You already had that.
Forget yeah, that. So we've got our summer matinees, of course, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2 o'clock. Today we had Secret of the Cardboard Rocket. Friday we'll have black holes, and we change up the topic every day. So that's a really great chance to check out some of our shows. Some are geared for younger kids, some for general audiences. So I always tell folks to check the website for the latest offering and things like that. And then Friday night we start our August schedule, which includes the Friday night program this month, is Cosmic Mashups. Takes a look at the largest collisions in the universe, things like black hole collisions, collisions between galaxies, and how these events really sort of shape the formation and evolution of our universe over time. So that's a really fun program, brand new for Friday nights. We have a brand new children's program Sunday afternoons, Tycho to the Moon, which you join Tycho, who's a little dog, and you get to travel to the moon and learn all about it, which is really perfect for August because, of course, this month we have a blue moon. So we had our first full moon of the month yesterday, and we have another one on the 30th. And a blue moon, of course, is not when the moon turns blue, at least usually not. But when you have two full moons within a calendar month, our lunar cycle is 29 and a half days long. A long time ago, people measured time in terms of moons. Then it became a moon, and then a month. And then you had folks like, you know, Augustus Caesar, Julius Caesar, who thought they were special, who added days to the end of it. And anyway, so now roughly every 3 years we get what we call a blue moon, which is when you have two full moons within the same calendar month. And so we'll have our blue moon again on August 30th of this month. So but Tycho to the Moon, of course, talking about the moon and some of its features and things like that. We'll also talk a little bit about the blue moon. And then our Sunday music show is the Rolling Stones Living in a Ghost Town. Features a whole variety of their hits, and hopefully you'll be able to get some satisfaction by seeing that show, if you will, for our music shows. And then we have, as mentioned, we have our matinees, but we also have some special programming coming up for friends and for Welcome Weekend.
Yeah,
friends and family is different. We have special programming then too. But Welcome Weekend, of course, coming up, which is the 25th, 26th, 27th, because, yeah, university classes are starting very, very soon. So in addition to our normal Friday night things, on that evening, we'll be doing an 8:30 Dark Side of the Moon 50th anniversary. We had that show this past month. It sold out pretty much every weekend, and we added shows, and some of those sold out. So very popular show. But if you want to see that, there's a special chance to do so on Friday. That Saturday, we have programming all day. Worlds of Ice at 1, Aurora at 2:30, XOR We Alone at 4, and then 5:30 showing of Rihanna, Diamonds in the Sky, for those who enjoy that. And then Sunday the 27th, we'll be adding a 12:30 showing of Worlds Beyond Earth to our regular, you know, Sunday afternoon shows. So a bunch of special programming coming up for that. So yeah, lots of great programming. We've got, of course, in addition to the blue moon, there's the Perseid meteor shower this month, which is one of the best annual showers of the year. Typically the morning of the 12th or evening of the 12th, morning of the 13th, really your peak dates for that. And, you know, we always tell folks sort of between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. This year, the moon is greatly placed because it's near new moon. And so it really, you should have really nice dark skies for that. There's actually a star party over that weekend before that, a couple days before, which is going to be at Cobbs Cook Bay, the state star party, is main state star party. That's run by Down East Amateur Astronomers, I believe. And that's going to be at Cobbs Cook Bay, and is an event that's taking place the weekend after this. So next weekend, basically. So, yeah.
It's a busy month.
There's lots going on. And of course, we've been doing summer camps and keeping busy with that and gearing up, of course, for the solar eclipse, of course, next year. And even there's going to be a partial in October this year, because there's an annular out west. We'll get to see it as a partial here. So been starting to gear up for some of that and everything else. So it's just been It's been a go, go, go. In fact, I'm sort of looking forward to, at least in fall, I will have a little vacation. So that'll be nice to kind of get some downtime in.
We get the students back on campus, and then kids are back in public schools around the state of Maine, and that means more and more people visiting and taking field trips and coming to see what you've got going.
Yeah, school field trips, of course, will kick back up into gear. Normally, September is a little bit slow for that, and normally the K-12 schools normally start that first week in September. But towards the end of September and then into October, they start to ramp up again with school groups. And I'm hoping, last year we had a lot of high schools that actually came to visit us in fall, so I'm hoping that for a repeat of that, that would be great. Last year we saw more high schools than we've usually seen, and a lot of them wanting to do, some interesting sort of more in-depth things like right ascension declination labs and altitude azimuth and, get diving in, to some of the deeper astronomy concepts, which is really fun. And
I wonder if high schools too, I would think there are some high schools that are also planning for the eclipse.
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, I tell folks that you don't want to stay here in Bangor, Orono, so I'm hoping folks will, plan to head west. I do believe I was talking to one of the high school teachers from Brewer, who's come to the planetarium quite regularly for the last several years, and I believe she was talking about, being out in the western portion of the state. So
but that's my friend Tia, who's from Jackman.
Yes, that is. Yeah. In fact, that Jackman's actually where we're going to be,
right?
Because we've been talking with them about being there simply because they're on the center line. It's a good space, and again, we'll be setting up that KATE project, that NASA project to look at the polarity of the sun's corona. We're planning to be in Jackman for the event, and hoping that the skies will be clear. Given all the rain we've had this year and cloudy skies, I'm really hoping that, maybe April will be lucky and get some clear weather for that.
What about here in the month of August? What planets can we see this month?
So right now, there's a bunch of planets that are really sinking into sunset. Venus and Mercury basically have disappeared into sunset. In fact, Venus is going to be in conjunction with the sun on the 13th. So you might catch it this week, but it's really getting, fading away, and then later towards the end of the month he'll reemerge in the morning sky end of the month or early September. Right now your best bet for planets are staying up late and catching Jupiter and Saturn, which rise in the early morning sky, typically after 1 a.m. You can start to see Saturn and Jupiter in the morning sky. But Mars really low on the horizon in the west. As soon as it gets dark, you might see that for about a half hour, 45 minutes after dark, but really planets right now are primarily Jupiter and Saturn in the morning sky. So, yep.
I wanted to ask you about this too, with more space tourism, as I guess they're calling it. I grew up in the days when the space program was young, and we would watch the training that the astronauts would go through. What kind of training, if any, do the space tourists go through to prepare for this? Now, it's not, it's not a deep space flight.
Yeah, I think, in terms of those who are just going up and doing a quick orbit and coming back, I they have to go through basic safety training and some of the basic things, and how to, they're probably going to be going on the vomit comet and, getting a little bit of exposure to that, microgravity zero-G environment for a little bit so that they, because know what to expect, because most folks, about 75-80% do, get motion sickness when they go into space. That's all astronauts, even when they've had, right, the training. So they'll probably get some basic training. I mean, unless they're going to be staying, like if they go up to the International Space Station, then they actually have to be trained to do some type of job or thing like that, because they're, going to be living there for a long time. But if they're just going up for a quick orbital flight, coming back the same day, the next day, they probably aren't going to get, they'll probably get basic training, things like that, but they're not going to go through the whole months of prep and training and mission training and
but
things like that.
Tom Cruise just going up to make a movie.
yeah, that's really interesting. Again, my guess is they'll get basic safety, survival skills, what to expect, how to handle it. But that's probably about all they're going to get, in terms of things. Because they're, again, if they're not going to be spending any significant time and they're on a tourist mission, it's probably not going to be all that much, shall you say.
Now, in terms of the trip to the moon, we know the crew that will do the orbital flight. We have an idea when they'll announce the crew that will land on the moon.
So that's a good question. I mean, right now, part of me thinks that they will wait until after Artemis II, you know, because they probably want to make sure that A, that that's, you know, successful and they're happy with it. It'll either be right after that or just prior to it is my guess, but I would think somewhere around then. So I still think we have a bunch of time to wait before we hear if our gal Jessica Meir, you know, from Caribou, Maine, is, you know, might be the first Mainer and first woman on the moon, which would be wonderful. Still keeping our fingers crossed for that. We'll have to wait and see. It is sort of interesting to see what's happening there. And NASA, of course, you know, continuing to do a variety of things, not just with human spaceflight, but of course with a variety of these other missions too. The Webb telescope, again, just passing its first anniversary last month. And, you know, some really spectacular images. In fact, today they released another one that shows sort of these gravitational lensing. And it was a pretty cool image today that they released too. So definitely worth checking out.
And you were probably on the inside. You knew all about these UAPs, right?
Yes. The Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, formerly called UFOs, which I actually, you know, and part of me likes the idea that they've changed the name of it. You know, I go back to sort of, you know, one of my heroes when I was coming up, which is Carl Sagan, you know, who always talked about, you know, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And right now we just don't have extraordinary evidence that the UAPs are aliens, you know. And again, the bulk of things can be explained away. Can all of them be explained away? No, there are still a few things that truly are unidentified. That's why you call them unidentified. But there's a huge leap going from unidentified to, you know, alien or intelligent life. That's the big thing. I mean, most astronomers will tell you we think there's life out there in our universe, given how big of a place it is, the number of planets. I mean, the exoplanet count just keeps growing. We're well over 5,000. That number just keeps growing. And that's just in our galaxy. And we know there are other galaxies out there, of course, which are even farther away. But, you know, it is one of those things that I think there's probably life out there. Now, intelligent life that, you know, if there is, you know, again, the distances are just so big that even if you could travel light speed, you're still talking years. So and then you have time dilation issues and there's, all kinds of, so there are some issues, but who knows?
I was just reading, and every few years I go back and reread one of my favorite books, The Demon Haunted World.
Ah, yes.
And he was so prescient at predicting where, unfortunately, we were going to be with our ignorance of science that's so prevalent in society.
You know, and it's a really big issue. And I think especially coming up as we are on another election season, people need to be thinking and paying attention to this because, you know, if you, regardless of what side of the aisle you sit on politically, science does not take a side that way. You know, climate change is real. It's not a political issue. We're seeing the effects. People are feeling the effects. And we do have to deal with this if we plan on, you know, having a world for, you know, for those generations younger than us, you know, and I think it is really important that we, you know, we think about this and, you know, denying vaccines or, you know, that again, this is science. This is, you know, proven stuff. Now, the other thing I tell folks though, is, you know, people would complain during, you know, COVID, they keep changing their mind on things. I'm like, that's the thing about science.
Right.
Science updates when there's new and credible information, unlike dogma, which just stays the same forever. So, you know, yes, we're going to, you know, that's like, you know, people, oh, Pluto's no longer a planet. Well, it's still part of our solar system, but we reclassified it based on new information. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't change the fact that it's part of, you know, things. It's just, it has a new classification. So I think that's the piece that, you know, science is not just this collection of facts. It's a way of gathering and analyzing things that updates when there's new information. And, you know, that, you know, it's like if, you know, for a long time, the scientific world, you know, and everyone believed that the Earth was the center of the universe. Well, guess what? We used, you know, evidence to prove that that wasn't the case. By the way, we also know that we don't live on a flat Earth for anyone out there, just in case they need that.
Oh, now you know, you've gone too far.
Yeah, I know, now I've gone too far. But, you know, it is one of these things. I mean, there, you know, denying science is a problem, and it really is. And that is something because it does affect our world in a big way. And if you don't understand science and technology, it always amazes me the same people who deny it also want to have, you know, the latest, greatest, you know, I this, I that.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and you know, believe technology for everything else or everything that's on the internet's true, but then they don't, you know, anyway. But it is one of those things that we have to be careful of. Hopefully people will pay a little more attention going into this next cycle and think about that.
They should be,
you know, asking all the candidates questions about that and where they stand on those things.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Sean. Good to see you.
Sure. Great to see you.
Have a good month of August, and we'll see you back here before we know it.
Yeah, well, you'll see me probably the end of August, before the September fun starts.
Excellent. We'll be here.
So, all right.
Take care. Thanks, Sean. Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium.